Flip some for PLF. These are good. Today's date is 04/17/2025. Dictation is for Tista Mitchell. Mitchell spells M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L. Tista spells T-E-I-S-T-A. Date of birth is 12/30/1987. 38-year-old female here to establish primary care. Period. Patient stated she recently relocated from Florida and needs to be followed because of some chronic issues, period. She indicated that she has some abdominal pain at the moment, which comes and goes. Said it's worse during her period. She said she has a history of ovarian cysts, and sometimes that bothers her, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports abdominal pain. Reports loss of interest in the fun stuff that she used to be involved in. Says she's been treated for depression with Wellbutrin. And she also reports that she desires to stop smoking, period. And stated that in the past, in Florida, she was receiving Wellbutrin for depression and to assist her in smoking cessation, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, it's bipolar, depression, TTP, she was open parenthesis, she's been followed in Florida by Heme-Onc, close parentheses. Patient is requesting a referral to a cancer center to address her TTP. Next line. Surgical history, correction, back to medical history, ovarian cyst, painful menses, abnormal menses. Next paragraph, medication, lamotrigine, rituvimonab, R-I-T-U-V-I-M-A-B. Next medication, Wellbutrin. Next paragraph, social history. Patient endorses tobacco use, alcohol use. She denies drug use. Next paragraph, family history, cancer, hypertension, asthma, bleeding disorder. Next paragraph, surgical history, C-section times one. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert, oriented. Patient has a dry, depressed mood. She cries during process of gaining history. However, she denies SI or HI. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert to correction. Next exam, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% at room air. Blood pressure 122 over 78, pulse 90, respiration 18, temperature 98.2 P. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress or paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen, tenderness to palpation in the region of her suprapubic. Correction, in the suprapubic region, no rebound, no guarding, normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles, or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, she bears weight well, with no antalgia gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro, alert, oriented, times three, cranial nerves, two times normal, motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and affect. Patient's mood is depressed. She appears somewhat anxious also. She cries during, while giving history. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is tobacco use disorder / vaping. Assessment number two is bipolar 2. Assessment number three, depression. Assessment number four. Uterine fibroids. Next paragraph. Following we're done in the clinic today, labs, CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, TSH, T3, T4. Next paragraph, health maintenance. Patients referred to Rose Clinic for routine mammogram. She stated she has never had one in the past. Next paragraph, patient was referred to MD Anderson to address her TTP issue for which she's currently taking PO and antineoplastic medication. Name RITUVIMAB. Next paragraph. Patient was referred to Brickin and Associate Psychological Clinic for depression and bipolar. Next paragraph. The patient reports recurrent tonsillar stones and requests a referral to otolaryngology. She was sent to the UT Physicians Otolaryngology in the Woodlands. Next paragraph. Patient's medication were refilled as follows. Lamotrigine, 200 milligrams, 1 PO, daily, 90 days, number 90. Next medication, Wellbutrin, 150 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. These were the medications she took while she was in Florida. I will continue this regimen until she's evaluated by a psychologist who will give us guidance as to what her future medication regimen should be. Next paragraph. Patient was given a consult to the OBGYN obstetrician in Shenandoah, Texas. This is to facilitate her management of her fibroids and to have routine female examination, which she said she has not had in several years period. Next paragraph, patient had an ultrasound done in clinic today. Ultrasound revealed uterine fibroids. This result was discussed with patient, and she asked the question if that could be responsible for her dyspareunia. And she was educated on the subject period. She was advised that OBGYN will address this issue with her and they will give us guidance as to management period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. It says she has none. An EKG was also done today in the clinic. Her EKG reveals normal sinus rhythm. No evidence of old or new injury. ST segment is not elevated. There's no Q waves present. Next paragraph. Patient was strongly encouraged to return to the clinic if she has any acute symptoms. Otherwise, she can follow up in approximately 3 months. End of dictation.